tell me basically like the process of how you got picked and everything?
Yes, sir. I was a drill sergeant at Fort Leonard Wood, and there's a process of boards that are competitions, is what we call them, best warrior competitions. And my category.
Warrior competitions?
The best warrior competition.
Okay.
And then my category is the drill sergeant category. And from there, you start out at battalion level, and you have to win your battalion level to go on to a brigade level, which your battalion is in charge of all your companies, and then you got four or five companies of drill sergeants. They compete against each other at battalion. And then if you win battalion, you go on to brigade level. And your brigade is in charge of about three battalions of drill sergeants. So roughly, a brigade probably has around 200 to 300, maybe 400 drill sergeants altogether.
Oh, wow.
And then if you win that competition, you go on to the post-level competition, which has a, you know, probably around 800 to 1,000 drill sergeants on Fort Leonard Wood. And then out of there, you compete against the post-wide. And then if you win the post-competition for the drill sergeant category, you are the drill sergeant of the year for Fort Leonard Wood. And then you automatically are a representative of Fort Leonard Wood to compete at the Army level.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, in March of last year, 2015, I won Fort Leonard Wood's Drill Sergeant of the Year competition. And then in September, I went to the U.S. Army competition, Drill Sergeant of the Year competition, and won there as well, which is represented by the training installations. So the four drill sergeant training installations. So Fort Sill, Fort Benning.
Which fort did you go to?
I was from Fort Leonard Wood.
Yeah. And then for the Army Drill Sergeant of the Year competition?
Yep.
Oh, that was at Leonard Wood, too?
No, the...
You represented...
The competition was at Fort Jackson.
Oh, okay, and you went and represented Leonard Wood?
Yep, exactly.
Oh, okay.
And it commemorates the Drill Sergeant anniversary, too, so it's all in, like, the same week. So it was
cool.
The 51st anniversary for the Drill Sergeant program, so...
That's pretty impressive.
Pretty lengthy process because I started doing the board process or the competition process in May of 2014 because you have to do what they call quarter competitions, which is there's four quarters in a year, fiscal year for the Army. So if you want a quarter competition, you like for the post level, so you got to go from battalion brigade to post. If you win the post-quarter competition, you get an automatic spot in the year competition.
Oh, okay.
So it's a lengthy process, and I probably went through six competitions to finally go to the year competition at the Army level.
Wow. And, so at the final one, how many people did you compete against?
You compete against the major training installation, so all the... Like Fort Benning, the drill sergeant from the Fort Benning that won his post, the Fort Sill who won his post, and Fort Jackson who won his post. And then
Only three others?
Yeah, there's four altogether.
Okay.
And they're the best drill sergeants from their installation. The competition is about this competition was from Monday to Thursday. So 4 days.
Oh, okay. So it's been, and that
was September. It was in September.
Yeah. Okay.
It was, I want to say the 7th through the 10th, maybe. Yeah, I think it was 7th through the 10th. And then it started out with like a board process where there's a bunch of senior Army leaders on a board. You go in front of them, and you have to. It's pretty much a knowledge test. They're going to ask you a bunch of questions. You're sitting right in front of them in your dress uniform. They're gauging every move you make, you know, how your uniform's set up and how answer the questions. And then the following
That's
day.
It's going to be pretty nerve-wracking.
Oh, yeah. And then you have to take a test, like a test over physical training, drone ceremony, rifle marksmanship while you're doing certain activities. And then we did a physical fitness assessment, which was 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 3-mile run for time. That was one of the first things that we did. We did a bunch of round robins. What I mean, like round robins, we have like 15 events per round robin. So it can be from tearing down and reassembling of certain weapon systems, or it could be taking tests. It could be teaching soldiers the basic battle drills or different drill and ceremony positions that we need to teach them. And then there were 3 different round robins that consisted of 16 events. So,
wow.
Yeah, and that was over the next 2 days.
With, and that was in each round robin? 16 events in each?
Yeah, 16 events. Wow. And then we had a physical readiness training round robin. That was on top of that. So there's 16 events that you had to properly lead soldiers through each station. We did a 5-mile run to lead up to that station. And then we did an obstacle course that was in correlation with the round robin, the next round robin, for time. We did a standard Army PT test that night. And then the next morning, the final event was a 12-mile ruck march.
So it was just nonstop.
Yeah, it was a 55-pound ruck too. So it was quite the competition. It was,
I'm sure.
It's definitely. I'm glad I'm definitely over with it.
Yeah, it had to be pretty rewarding though.
God, yes, definitely. It was probably the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been in the service?
I've been in the Army for 9 years.
Okay.
I'm from Monmouth, Illinois.
Yeah. I think I've interviewed you before, but...
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, not about this. Okay, so tell me more about the what's going on. Is it today or tomorrow?
The All-America Bowl is on Saturday. It starts on Saturday at 1 Eastern on NBC. We are up here. I got selected because of me winning the Drill Sergeant of the Year. So it's like they bring pretty much like the best of the best to come up here and like mentor the athletes and the band.
Okay, so you're mentoring the athletes?
Yeah. Yep. Soldier mentor. Awesome. Yep. It was really correlated with me because I played high school football at Monmouth.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I played there and I went to I wasn't as big time as these guys, but I got to go to the Down Under Bowl when I was I got selected to go to that.
Oh, wow.
In 2003. So I went to Australia and played in the Down Under Bowl and came back. So I got a little bit of experience to give these guys. I was all-conference in football.
So you know what you're talking about?
Yeah, I know a little bit. And then these guys are way bigger and way faster and way stronger than I ever was. So these guys are going to – these all the guys I talk to, I mean, they're Notre Dame, Ohio State, Alabama. I mean, they're going to major schools.
They're going to the big schools.
Yes. Yes.
The schools that come.
Yeah, we got to fix it. We have to come up here, and pretty much it provides, like, the Army. It's like a platform to just engage the local communities. We support kind of, like, trying to develop, you know, future leaders. I mean, because these guys are going to be, you know, something. They're going to get good educations. They're going to either be good sports and, you know, have good role models and stuff like that. So we're trying to support that and just pretty much just allow these people around here just to get a, you know, a glimpse into our life a little bit, give them our experiences and share with them our...
When you say the community, who specifically are you talking about?
Engaging, like, the community?
Yeah.
The
surrounding area or the...
Yeah, like San Antonio area. And then they're actually bringing in different educators, and they call it a center of influence. So, like, educators that maybe have kids in their schools that are going to maybe look at joining the Army, for instance.
Oh, cool.
So they're going to come here, and, like, me, I'm going to be on a panel from Friday and Saturday. and I'm going to be answering a whole bunch of questions from all these guys that are educators, different people want to find out, hey, what got you to where you're at? I mean, how did you get there? What's the type of things that you experienced that I can maybe help, you know, transition with the students that I have?
So what are you going to say to those questions? Because those are pretty good questions.
Yeah, the biggest thing I can pull from my life experiences that I've done throughout the Army and what I've gained through my leaders that I've come across. And, I mean, the specific questions, if they want to know, let's say, like how we can handle like the most difficult missions or something.
Okay,
like
yeah,
that.
That's a good one.
And it's training and leader development. The training we get is from the leaders that are going to be taking us where we're going. So if we don't have the leaders to do it, then we're gonna have a big issue. So leader development and then training is like the biggest ones, I think. And being a leader you can be a leader, and when you come in the Army, you're gonna, as a private, you can have some type of leadership role, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's really integrated into you early on, as it was me. I was put in a leadership position very early in my career, and I think it really helped me. But what I want to push on to these kids is you can't stop at like if you get like in college, you get something. No, I'm just gonna let it go. Whatever. That's not the mentality to have. You gotta push through, and you gotta get your results. And if you don't try your absolute hardest to do what you want to do, then why are you doing it?
Exactly.
One of the key messages I want to kind of get through.
So, being a leader is pretty important to you. Then, I mean, it's a big part of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you going to talk to the football players about?
Well, I've been, we had to go to practice yesterday, and their practice was, man, just brought back so many memories. I just went over and just started chit-chatting with them, you know, because I was kind of trying to break the ice because, you know, I got this big girlfriend hat on, and people often tell me that I look very mean when I just my normal face. And I'm trying to liven it up a little bit, you know. So I finally got them yesterday. I got to break them down at the end of practice, and everybody started getting a little, you know, less intimidated or whatever it was. Just didn't, you know. But by last night, we did the challenge for the football players, the band members, and the soldiers. It was like a push-up challenge, sit-up challenge, and an eating challenge. So they did all that last night, and we got to sit at a table with the players and band members, and they opened up then, and they started asking me questions about my life experiences.
Cool.
You know, so, it was good. I asked them, like, you know, how you liking what you're doing football-wise, where you're going, where you live, you know, what's your hobbies. I was just trying to
take them off on them, basically.
Yeah, and then later that night they started to open up, you know, asking me, you know, what's this like? I mean, you've deployed. Is it constant, you know, fighting, stuff like that? And it was just little insights I could give them to kind of, you know, broaden their aspect of what we do. I mean, it's just so they know, they have an awareness of what the Army is and what we do.
Yeah. So... it's more, you said mentor, and it's not so much advice on football, it's advice on life.
Right, yeah.
Okay. At first, because I heard coach when you said mentor for whatever reason.
No, I'm not coaching them on football.
No.
As much as I would like to.
Yeah, that would be cool, though.
Yeah.
So tell me about, you said you got... promoted to a leadership role early on. Tell me about that progression there, because leadership is going to be important in this story, it sounds like.
Yeah. I came back from Iraq in 2008 in September, and I had roughly been in the Army for about 22 months. less than 2 years. And when we got back from Iraq, my unit was losing a bunch of its leaders. They were just leaving. You know, the normal armor thing. They're either getting out or they're moving somewhere else. And so there was a couple of positions open as a specialist in the Army. You don't see it too often. I mean, you still see it, but I was put in a leadership role then, and I had 2 soldiers under me, and that's when the whole process started.
It just kind of clicked for you.
Yeah, I mean, really, I didn't even think about it until they're like, you're a team leader now. I was like, wow, that's something. So from there on, I mean, I was totally committed to wanting to be that person that can take care of whatever it is, anything that comes up, I'm the one that can take care of it, training-wise, personal-wise. I mean, I'm still trying to improve myself today on that aspect, so
mm-hmm.
continuing to progress to be a leader that, you know, is of action and not someone that's going to sit around and let stuff go by. So that's the type of leader I think I've hopefully embodied a little bit, and then continue to improve on throughout my career. So I got quite a ways to go. So
yeah, you still have what, at least another 11 years?
Yep.
Twenty years to die?
Just the 20. Yeah, just the 20.
Yes, yeah, you have a while to keep growing as a leader too. That's
yep.
awesome.
Yep. And from there on, I mean, I had a really, really good team leader from when I first got in the Army. That really set the example. And, I mean, I just built upon that. I mean, I just kept building on that and take different leadership things from different people that were around me. I would take bits and pieces of what they did and kind of make it my own. And I'm just one I want to be the best at what I do. So
yeah.
That's my mentality all the time.
That's a good outlook, too. I mean,
yes.
Like you said, if you're not trying to be the best, what's the point of doing anything?
Exactly.
All right. Is there anything else that I should know you think about basically mm-hmm. everything that you're doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, just
pretty good
grasp on it. I'll be on the field during the game. I think we haven't really rehearsed anything yet, but I'm pretty sure we're going to be on the field doing something. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but we'll be on the field watching the game, and it should be a pretty, pretty awesome experience. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. And what channel did you say the game's on? Is it NBC?
NBC, yep.
Okay.
Eastern.
Yep. Where did you go to school at?
Monmouth High School.
Monmouth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, is there anything else that you can think of that would be good to mention?
Did you have my name right? Because I know on the text message someone sent me, they had the wrong name, so I was just wondering.
Jacob Miller, right?
Yep.
J-A-C-O-B?
Yep, yep.
And your title is Staff Sergeant?
Yep.
No, okay, Staff Sergeant. Yep. I'll make sure I have that right.
Yeah, well, I'm currently because we moved from Fort Underwood. We're currently in Fort Eustis, Virginia now.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's good.
Because of the, winning the competition.
Oh, so you transferred there after the competition because you won?
Yes.
Cool. What was that fort name?
Say again?
What was that fort name?
Oh, Fort Eustis? Yeah.
Okay.
It's in Virginia.
Okay, I just had one more question for you, but...
Yeah.
It kind of flipped away from me. Actually, no, I think that's... pretty much everything. You covered it pretty well.
Okay.
So, yeah, I know you're going to be busy this week, but this will run in the paper, and I'll put it online, so whenever you get a free chance, you can get on the website and check it.
Awesome. Do you know when it was, so I can tell somebody if they want to pick it up?
Oh, yeah, it'll run in Thursday's paper.
Thursday? Okay.
Yeah, so not too many people read their Vialis anymore, but hopefully at least a few will. And
oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell my mom, and then they'll pick up, like, coffee or something.
Yeah. Actually, that reminded me of my last question. In doing this, you're representing Mammoth and Illinois, and how does that feel, you know?
Say again?
In what you're doing, you know, you always take your hometown with you, Mammoth, even
right.
Illinois at this point. How does that feel to know that you're representing Mammoth and the whole state and what you're doing?
Right. That's one of the things that I've always looked back on, like when I'm training to get ready for these things. That's
mm-hmm.
all. That's some of the things that go through my head while I'm going like into these long ruck marches and pushing myself further and further. I don't want to lose because I want to show I want to show what we're all about, what the Army is about, what the MP4 is about that I'm in, what state I'm from, what's Illinois all about, what's Mammoth Illinois. That's what I want to show. You know, that's the stuff that I think back to, and it just pushes me harder to be able to, you know, do that for, you know, from where I came from and for my family that got me this far in the life. It's just awesome.
Yeah, definitely. That's pretty much exactly what I was looking for. Great. So, yeah, congratulations, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to talk to me.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.